This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 113 of Painting on Glass. Seven oceans, the world in mind, and home at heart. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile in the love. This might be something.
I can tell you, one of the most interesting aspects in publishing this podcast is the fact that I get listened worldwide on such an amazing level. Thank you. In the last 30 days, my listeners came from Japan, the US, Singapore, Germany, Canada, Sweden, Vietnam, Bolivia, France, and Zimbabwe. Isn't that amazing? And wonderful at the same time. Let me thank you from all of my heart for your kindness, and I really appreciate all of the notes coming in from you. Thank you so much. Today, it will be about traveling. Travel the seven oceans and come home in an inspired way, because you'll need an open state of mind and a heart that is wrapped in a dear home. We'll talk about that today, so let's get started right now.
Seven oceans just won't make me stay. Seven oceans, yeah, this I gotta say. Seven oceans bring me back to you. Wherever I may be turning, wherever I may be turning for.
It's holiday season again, and we all are going somewhere to find something soothing in the passing of the warm and gentle days that go along with the hot season. We all go somewhere, and that's good, you know.
I wonder what you're doing now, without the things we lost somehow. Guess I'm just some sort of faded memory.
It's in the way you look at the world you're in. It's also in the way you are able to look at this strange world you're in some sort of active way. It's not the bubble you'll get online by some social media service or Google or AI. It's where you go to and being able to see with your own eyes. That can make it precious in many a way, and I am going to tell you why.
For you I'd be the wanderer, who once was close, then went afar. Was nothing to receive, but to make it believe. Though I'd gone, I'd be coming back.
It's really plain to see, because when you begin to write, you start a dialogue with your own mind. Sometimes long-time hidden parts are involved in that, of course. And the world that is all around you. And the bigger this perspective will be, the better and more colorful your writing might become, of course. You can't write about something you don't really know. And it's the world we live in that gives the basic stage.
Seven oceans just won't make me stay. Seven oceans, yeah, this I gotta say. Seven oceans bring me back to you. Wherever I may be turning, wherever I may be turning for, seven oceans lead me back to you.
I do a lot of traveling whenever I get a chance to. In 2024, I have been to Los Angeles for the seventh time. This summer, I went to Italy with a lot of kids, and I went to France with my lovely lady. Wow. So much different impressions that came along, and they all opened up something that will show in some weeks or month when writing does begin again in a focused project. Oh dear. How wonderful.
Somewhere down the road I see, it's gotta be my destiny. Travel down the road, alone and free. But there is still a dream in me that is about you and me. Thoughts have been with you, there's nothing I can do. All these dreams lead me back to you.
You know that I love the books of Paul Theroux so much. They would not have been possible without traveling. Think about the work of Ernest Hemingway with The Snows on the Kilimanjaro, The Old Man and the Sea, and The Smugglers, and For Whom the Bell Tolls. Wonderful books that would have been impossible to write without a chance to go to the very special places told there. You may find an author yourself, and of course, Ian Fleming was so enormously successful with his James Bond novels because he covered so many different places internationally. By the way, he used to write in his house in Jamaica in summer when being away from London, where he lived the rest of the year.
Seven oceans just won't make me stay. Seven oceans, yeah, this I gotta say. Seven oceans bring me back to you. Wherever I may be turning, wherever I may be turning for, seven oceans lead me back to you.
But you don't have to go far to learn about your world. It's so simple. It might be some other street in your town, your city, or wherever you may live. You just have to learn to keep your eyes and all of your other senses open when walking through it. It's always the way you look at it that makes a good story. It surely can be a hometown story, but it needs the point of view of a really interested observer. That's not much. It's just what it takes. You see, and finally, you should learn to be patient with yourself. As mentioned in many of the episodes before, to learn this patience is essential for the dialogue you'll start with yourself and, of course, the world around you. One day, you'll write the first pages and they will be good. One day, you'll find all the music to express what you want to share, of course. And now, let me wish you so much that this dialogue will work out for you and that you'll be able to grow patient in the days to come. Then your writing will find chances to grow and become something special. It will. Let us be sure about it.
Seven oceans just won't make me stay. Seven oceans, yeah, this I gotta say. Wherever I may turn, ever I may be yearning for, seven oceans lead me back.
I hope you enjoyed this episode today. And if you did, just spread the word about this podcast and please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show. And I would appreciate that a lot. As always, I dearly thank you from all of my heart. God bless.
Let the sun shine through. It's all you need to do. One day on glass, lay down what you hope to find, all the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.